Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Letters. Easier to open than pistachios. What's inside is more delicious. If you still love me, Sally, tie a ribbon round the old oak tree. I'm afraid the only thing that's going to be hanging from that tree is you, Bob. Poor Jenny Miller. Nobody coming to her wedding.
This postal ploy of yours is the most evil caper of our age, Mr. Sender. How will you ever top yourself?
With a crime so unthinkable that no one has ever dared to attempt it. To rob an entire nation of its garbage.
The one resource no one ever thinks to protect.
And yet, without it, every hefty bag, every trash compactor, every rubbish bin in America will be useless. Desperate men will roam the streets with empty waste baskets. Panic and chaos will rule the land. The precious balance of civilization will be destroyed, and then the world will come begging for mercy to me. Your job is to kidnap anyone who discovers my diabolical plan, including children.
I'm a god. Okay, camouflage lesson number one. To look like a bush, you have to think like a bush. Okay, here I am just being a bush, just growing and hanging out. Yes, this is a life for me. Sure is a lot of soil around here. A lot of sunshine, too. As a bush, I notice these things. Wait a minute. What's this? I have arms. I am a bush with arms. And legs. I am the first bush in history with legs. I can walk! Oof. 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 Gaze ye, young believers, upon this miracle, this walking bush, half man, half plant. He dwells in two worlds, but is the master of both. Oh, man bush, you are nature's greatest wonder!
You know that I am called the Count, because I really love to... Sometimes I sit and all day, but sometimes I get carried away. I slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in, it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could forever. Until I drop, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love f***ing whatever the amount, 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, that's the song of the Count.
This is Upstart Radio.
I f*** the spiders on the wall. I f*** the cobwebs in the hall. I f*** the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I f*** myself. Oh, yeah. I f*** slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever. Until I drop, ha ha! 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love f***ing whatever the amount, ha ha! 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, that's the song of the Count.
Well, no one suspects a thing, Mr. Sender. Unless that bush has ears.
The joke's on you, my friends.
Bad news, sir. Stanley Stupid has discovered our secret.
At last, a foe worthy of matching wits with. Release the drive beast.
Poor fools thought it was a bush.
I'm contracts. You just put his name at the top and you sign at the bottom. There's no need of you reading that because these are duplicates.
Yeah, it's a duplicate, thanks. Duplicate,
Senator. I say they're duplicates.
Oh, sure, it's a duplicate, Senator.
Don't you know what duplicates are?
Sure, there's five kids up in Canada.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I haven't been in Canada in years. Well, go ahead and read it.
What does it say?
Well, go on and read it.
Beauty.
All right, I'll read it to you. Can you hear?
I haven't heard anything yet. You say anything?
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
Well, that's why I didn't hear anything.
Well, that's why I didn't say anything.
Can you read?
I can read, but I can't see it. My arms are a little longer, I can read it. You haven't got a baboon in your pocket, have you? Here we are. Now I've got it. Now pay particular attention to this first clause because it's most important. It says the party of the first part should be known in this contract as the party of the first part. How do you like that? That's pretty neat, eh?
No, it's no good.
What's the matter with it?
I don't know. Let's hear it again.
It says the party of the first part should be known in this contract as the party of the first part.
That sounds a little better this time.
Well, it grows on you. Would you like to hear it once more?
Just the first part.
What do you mean, the party of the first part?
No, the first part of the party of the first part.
All right, it says the first part of the party of the first part should be known in this contract as the first part of the party of the first part should be known in this contract. Look, why should we quarrel about a thing like this? We've taken it right out, eh?
Yeah, it's a too long anyhow. Now what have we got left?
Well, I got about a foot and a half. Now it says the party of the second part should be known in this contract as the party of the second part.
Well, I don't know about that. Of the second party either.
Well, you should have come to the first party. We didn't get home around 4 a.m. I was blind for 3 days.
Hey, look. Why can't the first part of the second party be the second part of the first party? Then you'll get something.
Well, look, rather than go through all that again, what do you say?
Fine.
Now I've got something here you're bound to like. You'd be crazy about it.
No, I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
Well, don't let's break up an old friendship over a thing like that. Ready?
Okay. Now, the next part I don't think you're going to like.
Well, your word's good enough for me. Now then, is my word good enough for you?
I should say not.
Well, that takes out 2 more clauses. Now, the body of the 8th part...
Oh, no.
The body of the 9th part...
Oh, no. Hey, how is it my contract is skinnier than yours?
Well, I don't know. You must have been out on a tear last night. But anyhow, we're all set now, aren't we?
Oh, sure.
Now, just you put your name right down there, and then the deal is legal.
I forgot to tell you, I can't write.
Well, that's all right. There's no ink in the pen anyhow. But listen, it's a contract, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
We've got a contract, no matter how small it is.
Hey, wait. What does this say here, this thing?
Oh, that's the usual clause. That's in every contract. That just says, if any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Business, weather, sports. What is it trying to tell us?
It's computer jargon, Mom. It's like a whole different language. Now hand me a photo of Dad and let's see what we can find out. It's processing the data.
What does it say?
Fatal error, drive B.
Oh my God!
What does it mean? I don't know.
We've got to warn your father.
Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Watch out! Let's go!
We better get out of here! Let's go!
Hello?
Hi, honey, it's me!
Oh, Stanley! Darling, are you all right?
I'm fine, but you won't believe the things I've uncovered.
Stanley, listen to me closely. You must beware of the drive bee.
What's the drive bee?
We don't know. But any error you make with it could be fatal.
Just as I suspected. My life may already be in jeopardy. Go on. Please leave me alone. What are you trying to do, you darn bee? Can't you see I'm trying to drive? Oh my God, the drive bee! Fight, Stanley! Fight for your life!
The tables have turned. The hunter becomes the hunted.
Thank you.
Okay, listen to this. Everyone on Sesame Street is always talking about love. Yuck. But now it's time for me to tell you what Oscar the Grouch loves. The thing that Grouches love best of all. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Here's some more rotten stuff. I have here some newspaper 13 months old. I've wrapped this inside it, it's smelly and old. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash. Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Now look at this restless junk. I've a clock that won't work and then no telephone. A broken umbrella, a rusty trombone. And I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
Whoa, I'ma get so much dough. I don't even really know. Come with the 4x4. And you already know you gotta go. And you already know I'm gonna go. I just go to Mario. I be going the streets, I be getting the deets, I be getting the freaks, I be getting the sheets, but I ain't no KKK, oh KKKKK, we coming with hay, we coming to spray, that gonna go quack, it go that shit'll go moo, bitch you better moo, bitch pussy wet like a sewer, I'm just shit like manure. And over the cover of the whore. Coming up, coming this whore.
Okay, let's settle everybody. We are on in 5, 4, 3. Have you ever thought you came from an unusual family? Well, after you meet my guest today, you may want to adjust your standards.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm my own grandpa.
You're your own grandpa?
That's right.
Well, for those of us who've never heard of such a thing, maybe you could explain.
Of course, it's quite simple, really.
Many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild because he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. If my wife is my grandmother, then I am her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
This has got to be the strangest thing I ever saw.
As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
Hey!
I'm my own grandpa.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back after this break.
This has been Mind Walk for nonprofit use.